I think Suzanne's been patiently waiting for a heck of a long time. I'm sorry, Suzanne. What's on your mind, ma'am?
All right. Thank you, Dr. Wright. I have two unrelated questions. The first one is, I read an article in this month's Townsend Magazine entitled, Should We Stop Using High-Dose Strontium for Osteoporosis? Now, currently I'm taking 341 milligrams of strontium support 2. And they mentioned that there was a lot of, they had to take off the ranelate form because it had so many adverse effects. Now, they're not sure if the adverse effects translates to other forms, and they suggest that it may be very beneficial just to take very small amounts, especially since I'm in my late 70s. I mean, they say they haven't really done any studies on someone of my age. So what's your opinion?
Well, my opinion is the patent medicines frequently screw up the field for natural medicine. Ranelate is a molecule that was never, ever found in nature, ma'am. Never, ever. Why was it put with the strontium? Because that way they could hang a patent on it. Imagine that. And strontium is known to be so effective at helping to remineralize bone. It stimulates the cells that build bone, and it slows down the cells that destroy bone. What it does not do, like patent medicine some often do for this problem, is to kill the cells that destroy bone. That also leaves you sometime with no jawbone. So the strontium ranelate was put on the market, and wow, it really worked for osteoporosis. And then somebody found these bad effects, and they were all from the ranelate, ma'am. So anyway, I wish that the folks who do patent medicines would quit taking something natural, putting an artificial thing with it, and then trying to sell it to us as a quasi-natural thing that's good for us. Okay, well, back to your question. The amount of strontium needed for bones is not enormous, but I would not be backing way the heck off to practically nothing either, particularly if you happen to have osteoporosis or osteopenia. Do you happen to have those, ma'am?
Yes.
Yeah.
I do.
In that case, you really should be working with your doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. And if someone who is your particular age says, what form of strontium should I take? I will say, make sure the label says strontium citrate, because even in people who have low stomach acid, and when we're in our 60s, 70s, and 80s, we're more likely to have that, the citrate form absorbs better. Now, there are also combination formulas that have in them strontium and all the other nutrients that are needed to help rebuild bone. But for the strontium itself, at the present time, and you have to be working with your doctor for you, because everybody's different, but at the present time, well, let's see, the present time goes back to 2003, and I have not observed anyone who's had any problems other than their bones got better, which wasn't a problem, by using a couple hundred milligrams of strontium a day, combined with all the other nutrients that are needed to build bone, ma'am.
Okay, a couple of hundred, that would be at 200 milligrams, you would suggest?
Approximately. I don't know if it's made into 200 size.
It is. It's made in one pill or one. Let's see. It says two capsules, 682 milligrams for two capsules, and I'm taking just one, so that would be 341 milligrams.
Check with your doc, but I still don't think you're overdoing it.
With 341.
Yes, ma'am, but make sure it's not the ranelate. You can't get that anyway, because the company that made it, after the adverse effects, they just quit trying to sell it.
Yeah, okay. All right, my second question is, I use tapes to test my acidity, and I do it different times of day, and I find that I'm very, very acid. And I found also that if I put just a small amount of baking powder in my water, which I take about a big tumble full of water in the morning, that it breaks down to a perfect acid alkali base. Is this okay to do every day?
Yes, just not with meals, because if we take it with meals, then if we've got any stomach acid at all, and I hope you've still got all of yours, ma'am, but it's not guaranteed at that age, then the bicarbonate neutralizes the stomach acid. We don't get our digestion to work right. But if you take it in between meals, no problem. Never going to hurt you.
How far in between meals would you suggest?
Oh, at least 30 to 40 minutes either way.
Okay.
And by the way, if you don't mind me mentioning, ma'am, that very move that you've made is suggested very highly to people with kidney failure because it slows down the kidney failure.
What slows down? I didn't get that. I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
Oh, I said the very move you've made, taking your bicarbonate soda every day, has been research proven to slow down kidney failure.
Oh, that's very interesting. Okay. All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Oh, by the way, one other question. They're now promoting drinks without any sodium. They're just seltzer water. Is that okay to drink in profusion, or is it not? Does it have some adverse effects? Flavored soda water.
If it's not artificially flavored, if it's naturally flavored, then it really doesn't need to have sodium in it. After all, for how many jillions of years, I should say hundreds of thousands, have people been drinking from their local river? This is back before pollution, of course. And that local river didn't have any salt in it.
Yeah, it's natural flavor. I get it in the health store, and it's natural flavor. But I'm just wondering if soda water has any deleterious effects, and you just answered my question, so I thank you.
Okay, ma'am.
Okay, thanks.
And thank you for your long wait. Sorry.